Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day on this 8th day of July. I hope it's probably either warm or cold wherever you are, depending on where you're listening. If you're in the Northern Hemisphere, you're probably warm. If you're in the Southern Hemisphere, you're probably cold. But regardless of the weather, Jesus loves you and He sees you. This podcast is also kind of in a sideways way brought to you by my Etsy shop. You can go to Etsy.com/shop/MaryDeMuthArt, and there are a whole bunch of different things there that you can purchase. One of them is I have a whole line of greeting cards there. So if you want to send someone a card that is truly different and unique that no one in the whole wide world is receiving, you can get it there. So I hope that that blesses you, and thanks so much for being a part of that Etsy shop, because it really does help support the podcast. All right, we are in Acts chapter 10, verses 9 through 17 in the Voice translation. This is what it says. Just as these men were nearing Joppa about noon the next day, Peter went up on the flat rooftop of Simon the Tanner's house. He planned to pray, but he soon grew hungry. While his lunch was being prepared, Peter had a vision of his own, a vision that linked his present hunger with what was about to happen. A rift opened in the sky, and a wide container, something like a huge sheet suspended by its four corners, descended through the torn opening through toward the ground. This container teemed with four-footed animals, creatures that crawl, and birds, pigs, bats, lizards, snakes, frogs, toads, and vultures. A voice said, "Get up, Peter, kill, eat." Peter said, "No way, Lord, these animals are forbidden in the dietary laws of the Hebrew Scriptures. I've never eaten non-kosher foods like these before, not once in my life." The voice said, "If God calls something permissible and clean, you must not call it forbidden and dirty." Peter saw this vision three times, but the third time the container of animals flew up through the rift in the sky, and the rift healed, and Peter was confused and unsettled as he tried to make sense of this strange vision. At that very moment, Peter heard the voices of Cornelius's delegation, who had asked for directions to Simon's house, coming from the front gate. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, I thank you so much for this vision, because what this means is I can be one of your followers. I'm pretty sure I'm a Gentile, and this is not about food. This vision is about incorporating all of humankind into the family of Christ. What a powerful thing. And we saw it in Jesus's life. We saw him venturing into Samaria. We saw him healing all sorts of people. We saw him trying to expand the Jewish leaders and the Jewish believers' mindset to include the whole wide world. Lord Jesus, this was your plan from the beginning of time. The plan was to choose a nation that would be a city on a hill that would attract everybody, the whole wide world, to you. But Israel sinned a lot. There was a lot of idolatry, and they became so self-absorbed that they stopped thinking about the outside world as a mission field and started to believe that they were to be avoided at all costs. And Lord, you have changed that narrative with this vision that Peter was given, that all people, every tribe, every tongue, every nation, I say that a lot, but they are all welcomed into your kingdom. Nothing is unclean that you have made clean. And we just want to stop and rest right now in the fact that we have been made clean. Thank you for your death on the cross. Thank you for the propitiation of taking care of our sins. Thank you for taking our place. Thank you for atoning for us, making that sacrifice so that we could be in relationship with God the Father, that there could be newness of life. The old things have gone, the new things have come. Thank you that you have removed our sins away from us. Thank you that we can live with cleansed, joyful, abiding hearts. All of this comes from you, and we just want to spend the last few moments of this prayer thanking you for our salvation. It is a very great salvation. Forgive us for not thanking you enough. Thank you, thank you, thank you for saving us. Thank you for rescuing us from the domain of darkness and delivering us into the domain of marvelous light. We want to become light bearers like that. Thank you that this is not merely a Jewish religion, but it is for all mankind, and we are grateful recipients of your gospel. And we thank you, and we thank you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. I so appreciate you listening to the Pray Every Day show. Thank you for valuing your relationship with God enough to be prayed for and to hear the scriptures. The word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, able to divide between bone and marrow. And this is important. And so you are taking this time every day to saturate yourself with such good wisdom. And so I just thank you for that. You are a blessing to me. You are a blessing to this earth. Bloom where God has planted you.